It's time for Viewmaster on 95BFM.
Good morning, Sam.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, how are you doing?
Good, long time no see.
I know, long time no see. Great weekend?
Yeah, great weekend, actually.
Lovely, lovely long weekend.
Yeah, very tired from the long weekend.
Yeah, but it's exhausting, isn't it?
It is. I didn't realise today was Tuesday. Like yesterday I was at home and I was like, oh, it's like 8 p.m. like I should go to bed soon and stuff. I was like, oh my god, tomorrow's Tuesday, like tomorrow's Viewmaster, I've got to watch something right away.
So I was luckily though.
Yeah, I did it.
Yeah.
So we're talking about Titans today. So if you don't know what Titans is, it's based on the Teen Titans comic book from the 1960s all the way through to now. And it's the first original show on DC's new streaming service, very similar to Netflix, called DC All Access.
Which is also topical because Armageddon.
Armageddon. Armageddon just happened. We love Armageddon. I'm a big Armageddon fan. I couldn't go, unfortunately, because I was busy, you know.
Being busy on your weekend.
Yeah, long weekend. But yeah, it's very interesting because I'll talk about the show in a second, but the whole idea that we have a new DC platform all for just DC content is really indicative of like how our society is going towards streaming. Because Marvel, which is owned by Disney, Disney's now bought Fox, so they've got all of their properties back.
Wow.
So they're going to have... So Disney's got like Alien and all of those properties as well. So they're going to have their own streaming service soon as well with all the Marvel stuff, all the Disney stuff, all the classics. Maybe even
so
two...
You can go and subscribe to a specific streaming service for like a specific style.
I think the way it's going to work, so DC's one has got like comic books and old TV shows and old movies and all that stuff, so like Batman the Animated Series and like the Wonder Woman TV show from the 80s and 90s and the original Batman show with the really campy Adam West one. So that'll all be on this streaming service, and then Marvel's going to do their own one as well, which might be separated from Disney and Marvel, or might be all of them combined. Yeah. I'm not sure yet, but the rumours are in the mill.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's really indicative of like how our society is going towards streaming, because like Netflix obviously... you know, blew around out the water with their streaming and stuff, and now you've got like Lightbox and Neon and DC All Access, and you've got the TVNZ stuff.
It's pretty crazy, actually, because if you're going to subscribe to how many of these, how much is that going to cost you every month?
I think it's like at least $13 per service, so that's going to end up, you're in the range of like $80 a month,
I think. I guess, though, if you had like back in the, well, people still have it now, but before there were all these streaming sites and you had Sky, that's probably what you'd pay a month, right?
Like, yeah, I guess so. But it's just still like, it's just crazy to me, man, that like this, we had this like big rush towards like just streaming illegally and legal downloading, and then Netflix kind of like brought that down by being really good.
Yeah.
And now there's just all these different ones, and now it's going to get harder to find the TV shows that you want to watch.
Yeah.
And it makes my job a lot harder.
But also kind of more content, sort of.
And the originals that are coming out are way more exciting. Like the fact that we're having a live action Titans TV show, and we've got all these live action DC TV shows, because I'm a big comic book nerd, so being able to see all this stuff, I'm like, this is actually really freaking great.
Yeah.
So anyway, into the Titans TV show, you've got, it basically follows Robin, the original Robin, Dick Grayson, who's now left Batman, and he's an adult, he's 25 years old, he's a detective in Detroit and does some vigilante stuff on the side, and he helps out this young girl named Rachel Roth, who's also known as Raven in the comic books, who has like all these demonic powers, and she's actually like the daughter of a demon and is the gateway to another whole universe and very comic booky stuff. But at the core of the show, it's about him helping this girl out who has like this, like, basically she's partially possessed kind of thing, and he's helping her out. And then you've also got Corey, who is Starfire, who wakes up in Lithuania or something, and she doesn't have any memories, and she's an alien princess from a war-torn planet. Very comic booky, I know, but she's super strong and can shoot stuff out of her hands. And you've got Beast Boy, who is this green guy who can turn into any animal that's also green. Very comic booky, I know, but The Teen Titans is an absolutely amazing comic book, and I really hope the TV shows really well. It's so far, the trailer was awful.
Oh, really?
Oh, the trailer was awful. It got laughed out of Comic Con. Like, it was like,
oh,
people
no.
were like, this is so embarrassing. Like, DC is
why?
Not...
why? And then, but you think the show's all right?
Yeah, well, the trailer was really, like, campy. And the design of the characters is really whack. Yeah. Like, they don't look anything... like well, they look kind of like how they should look, but they don't look... like, Starfire in particular and Beast Boy, their wigs are just horrendous. Like, just the worst wigs you've ever seen. And, like, wig game in a comic book show is really important.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it really takes you out of it, right?
Yeah.
But it's kind of been explained by the characters in... you kind of understand why they look the way they do when you watch the TV show, but in the trailer it was like, oh my god, this looks like four
awful.
Really bad cosplays. Like, there is better Starfire cosplay at Armageddon than there was in this TV show.
Wow.
But it'll make sense once you watch it. And the first few episodes are really, really good. And you've got Alan Richardson and another person, all from Friday Night Lights, actually. They got reunited playing Hawk and Dove in the second episode, and they were a delight to see. I love Alan Richardson. He's from Blood Drive. I don't know if you've ever heard the show, but it's like this.
No.
It was this grindhouse TV show where basically cars in the future could only run on human blood. And wow. To become a millionaire, you had to like drive this blood drive and people would kill you.
It's like a vampire.
Oh, no, it was like a real grindhouse, like gross, like just gory, like gory, campy, wild time. But I really loved the show, actually.
So the show's animated?
No, this is a live action show. Yeah, the first time we've ever seen the Titans in live action.
Wow.
And the, like the fifth actor to ever play Dick Grayson, who's like a titular comic book character. Like everyone loves Dick Grayson. And this guy might be the Dick Grayson. Like, you know how Tom Holland is now the Spider-Man?
Yeah,
like this
guy
might be the one that you remember. And like Heath Ledger's Joker is the Joker. Like
is this what you say, or you reckon broadly?
I think from what I've seen so far, this Dick Grayson that they've got cast by played by Brendan Thwaites is going to be the Robin, I think.
Yeah.
Because the show is just like, it's like dark and it's gritty and it's like, it's gory and it's bloody and it's like actually like...
So when did it come out?
So it's had two episodes out, so it's been out for like 2 weeks and it just keeps going. So it's not all out at once, which is so annoying. But also
quite addictive.
Yeah, I think this one might be one I finished because like I watched like Flash and Arrow and all of them, but I've kind of let those go to the wayside because they kind of got too in their own.
Yeah,
they drank their own Kool-Aid. They got a bit too like, we're campy and fun. This is what we do. But this show I think has really good potential and the characters are played really well. And it's like, if you want to see what would happen if you were Batman's son and he was a bad dad, like this is what you want to see. Like this is like comic book nerd gold. Like this is like fun to watch. You're gonna enjoy it. I think you've just got to stick with it, I think. I think it's one of those ones you've got to watch the whole season, and then hopefully that's really, really good. Because it might go bad. Like, you know, I could be in, like, 5 weeks and be like, I'm over it.
Yeah.
But hopefully.
Maybe we'll have to do a post-review.
Yeah. I mean, it's still early days.
Yeah.
But I would highly recommend it.
Yeah,
I'm big ups. Yeah, and I'm a big comic book nerd, so, like, this is just
but
the best.
But do you think it's something that anyone could enjoy, even if you're not a comic book nerd?
Definitely. And I think the fact that I know all who the characters are, but people that don't know them won't, like, they'll have, like, a mystery to watch.
Yeah, which is exciting.
Yeah, that's really exciting. Yeah. Like, because basically Starfire, Corey, her character, she wakes up and she's got no memory. So it's like, what's she all about?
And so I'm you like, have to dive back into like each individual. Nice, I love that.
And it's very like episodic. Like every episode's like called one of the characters' names. So you get to like learn more about them throughout the episode.
That's quite a common style now, actually, of doing episodes. It's
kind
of
like
good
Skins.
Real
Skins
like
reminiscent. Yeah. And also the villains in the episode 2 are freaking so cool. So creepy. So weird. Like just watch the episode. It's really, really fun.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
Nice. Well, I think I'm gonna watch it.
Yes, I love that.
Yeah. So, okay, well, thank you very much, Sam.
No worries. See you later.
That was Viewmaster on 95BFM.